There are 16 Canadian political parties registered with Elections Canada, and at least six of them expected to run candidates here in the Beauséjour riding. But you could be forgiven for thinking there are only two parties that really matter in this election. According to pre-election polling, third parties like the NDP, Bloc Québécois, and Greens are bleeding potential voters, and the two largest parties in the country, the Liberals and Conservatives, are dominating, with projections saying they could together take 320 of the 343 seats in the House of Commons. Part of the reason for that domination is the phenomenon of strategic voting. Professor Mario Levesque teaches Mount Allison students about strategic voting in his Political Parties and Elections in Canada course.
Strategic voting is when we do not vote according to our preferred political party. So, for example, we may be our preferred party may be, and I'll pick just a party at random here. So the NDP may be our natural choice. That's the party that we are more lined up with ideologically, and we like their policies. However, when an election comes around, we feel that it would be won by either the Liberals or the Conservatives, and we don't want one of those two parties to get in, such as the Conservatives. So then we will switch our vote and vote for the Liberal Party instead of voting for our preferred party, the NDP. And we do that trying to give extra support to the Liberal candidate to make sure we block out the Conservative candidate in that example. So that's strategic voting. We vote for a party other than our preferred party in order to block a large party from trying to win office.
So it would mostly affect, you know, smaller parties, what we'd call third parties in the Canadian and the provincial systems, right?
Yeah, it really hurts those third parties is what it does. The NDP, the Greens in particular, they've all been really hurt in this process in here. And our electoral system does not help either. And what happens here is the fact that our electoral system, first past the post, it's called, or also a single member plurality, you don't need to have a majority of the vote in your riding to win. So you don't need 50% plus one extra vote. You just need one more vote than the next person who's running in that riding. So I may win the riding with 36% of the vote, but then that means that 64%, or almost two-thirds of the people, did not vote for me. So in that case, if someone is seeing that, okay, and you're a smaller party, and you may say that there's two candidates in there that are really close, the Liberal and the Conservative candidate, and you're the NDP person or voter, you may say, okay, I'm going to vote for the Liberals, for example, to make sure that the Conservative candidate does not get in, and to try to give a little bit more of a boost to that Liberal candidate. So our electoral system actually punishes smaller parties. Now, if we had a proportional representation system, so a truly proportional system, if the NDP, you would not get this type of strategic voting, because if the NDP, even though we vote locally, if we get 40% or let's say 15% across the country, then the NDP would get 15% of the seats. It would translate directly like that. And that's a pure proportional representation system. Now, and that right there would be fairest to all the parties, because there's no wasted vote or anything. And you would also get people voting their conscience for the party of their own preference the most. We don't get that in today because we have the single member plurality system, which means that you just need one more vote than your the other candidates to win. And therefore, that increases people it increases people's perception that we need to vote strategically to block this other person from getting in here. So it really punishes our small parties right now.
And so that first past the post or single member plurality, you called it, that's what gives you results like we have in New Brunswick. You know, we know like the Greens, including Tanchmar MLA Megan Mitten, got about 14% of the votes in the province, but they only have two out of 49 seats in the legislature. So that's how that happens.
And I'll show you another perverse outcome of our current system, our electoral system. People can think back to 1987 in New Brunswick when Frank McKenna came in and won the New Brunswick election. Now, he won all 55 seats in 1987, all the seats, even though he got 60% of the vote. So that means 40% of the population in New Brunswick did not vote for him. but got no representation. Okay. So if we had proportional representation, then the Frank McKenna Liberals would have still won the election, but they would have gotten 60% of the seats, but then the Conservatives would have gotten 40% of the seats as well. So that would have been more reflective of the voters' wishes overall. Unfortunately, we don't have that system right now. So again, the small parties continue to struggle, continue to trying to break through all the time.
So a proportional representation system, would that eliminate strategic voting, do you think?
Yeah, no, I don't think so. You still get it, but you just wouldn't get it as much. It would reduce it, okay, is what it would do, but it would not get rid of it. So I guess that doesn't really solve the whole problem of strategic voting, but it would still render the House more proportionally represented. Now, if you're thinking about things in here and the local riding like Beausejour and strategic voting, I don't think there's going to be that much strategic voting in this riding, in this election, and simply for the reason that Dominic LeBlanc is here. He's been our MP since, what, 2000 or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think it's 25 years. Yeah.
Yeah, this riding is basically his for as long as he wants it. People can vote strategically for someone else, but if you're NDP, who are you going to vote strategically for? Likely a party that's very close to you on the ideological spectrum, which would be the Liberals. Well, that would be Dominic LeBlanc here. So when you're thinking about it, the Liberals are safe here in this seat. I don't see Dominic losing his seat in this election. So a better example of strategic voting, I think, would be around the Halifax ridings. There's three ridings there, four ridings down there, and they do tend to elect NDP MPs. But you're seeing right now that they may not even elect one NDP MP from Halifax, which is a shock, actually, because that's where Alexa McDonough, the former leader of the NDP party, comes from, right? And what's happening there is people are looking at things and saying, we don't want Pierre Poilievre, the Conservatives, to get in because we don't identify with him. And we want someone with strong economic credentials. And they believe that the person that has those credentials is Mark Carney, with his economics background and so on, former Bank of Canada governor and so on. And so they're saying, we're not going to vote for the NDP right now, but we're going to go with the Liberals to make sure we block out the Conservative candidates. So we elect a strong Mark Carney in the Liberal Party here to deal with Donald Trump and all his threats of tariffs and stuff like that. So that would be a really good example of what strategic voting will look like and does look like.
Now, you talked a bit about how the strategic voting plays out sort of on the left side of the political spectrum, right? Like the NDP, we've seen them losing, potentially in the polls, sort of losing a lot to the Liberals. Does it also happen? And right now we don't really have, I mean, we have the People's Party of Canada, which is sort of a farther right party. Would they also lose potential voters to the Conservatives for people who want to make strategically give the Conservatives sort of their best foot forward as opposed to voting for the People's Party?
Yeah, absolutely. It could happen for sure. And then there's also the Canada, there's Dominic Carty's party as well. And I forget the name of it.
The Canadian Future Party?
That's it. Yes, there's also his party as well that they may... lose some support from those two parties and go towards Pierre Poilievre's Conservatives and to try to give his party a boost. That's possible as well. And likely there are some of that as well that does happen.
That's Mann Allison politics professor Mario Levesque. The federal election is slated for April 28th, with advanced voting taking place April 18th to 21st. This is Erica Butler reporting for CHMA Sackville and the Local Journalism Initiative.